fence in a very long time.
GOP lawmakers also want more answers about the White House's handling of the September 11th attack on a diplomatic facility in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans. Angry Pakistani Shiites are considering a new round of protests against the government in the southwestern city of Quetta after a bombing killed at least 81 people yesterday. The blast was the second such attack targeting Shiites in as many months. And adults who have become working toward their GED are being urged to finish up before the test for a high school equivalency diploma changes. The GED is introducing a new version on January 1st. This is SRN
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, San Diego.
And online at kcbq.com.
Drivers, use good judgment by driving sensibly and soberly this holiday season. One moment of caution can prevent a lifetime of regret. This message courtesy of Barbecue House of San Diego. For the best Southern-style barbecue in town, stop by 5025 Newport Avenue in San Diego or call for a pickup at 619-222-4311. 619-222-4311. You can also visit them on the web at www.barbecuehouse.com. That's Barbecue House of San Diego. People who care.
When KCBQ's very own Judy Bowen wanted to give her home a new look, she found Wirtz Interiors, and it was love at first sight.
We got hardwood flooring, gorgeous carpet, travertine for our bathroom. They've got this amazing, beautiful showroom. You're not in a great big old warehouse, and you're dealing specifically with the owner, George Seda.
Okay, Judy, obviously you love Wirtz Interiors, but what makes them special?
These people know their stuff. They know flooring. They know carpeting. They know tile. They know blinds for the windows. It's just one-stop shopping.
Log on to WurtzInteriors.com. That's W-U-R-T-S Interiors.com. Or visit their showroom at 1851 San Diego Avenue in beautiful Old Town today. George Seda's Wirtz Interiors, providing style, service, and affordable elegance since 1937.
Oh, when people walk in our home now, they're like, oh my goodness, it looks fantastic in here. And I say, Wirtz Interiors, just go to Wirtz.
And welcome back to our listener shout-out segment, recognizing those who started their own home business with IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHomeUSA.com, the work-from-home opportunity endorsed by top radio personalities for over 10 years. In her spare time, from her kitchen table, Melissa doubled her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. Got a little spare time? Start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, president of Sexton Advisor Group. I want to invite you to join me on Sunday at 9 a.m. for my radio show, Winning in Life with Steve Sexton, right here on KCBQ. I've been so fortunate to have successfully worked with many financial clients, been asked to appear on TV and radio, and spoken to thousands, helping people and educating them on what questions to ask to stop their money from falling through the cracks. We will feature a number of financial topics, of course, including the latest economic trends, the markets, and more. And we'll answer your questions on air. I'll be hosting many guests who will help listeners win in other areas of their lives as well, including women's and men's health, fitness, travel trips, interesting authors, people who truly inspire, and charities doing great works, and much more. You can check us out at winninginliferadio.com. So join me and my guests Sundays at 9 a.m. on 1170 KCBQ.
Listen to Winning in Life with Steve Sexton, Sundays at 9 a.m. on 1170 KCBQ.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961. Call now. That's 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Hi, folks. This is Claire Katz, host of Food Fight Radio, the only truly awesome food talk show in the world. Right?
Yes, there's no other truly awesome AM food talk show.
They think they're awesome. They're really not. Here in the studio, there is an odor. There is an odor because we have... Where's that thing? Where's the label?
Here's the
Give
box.
Me the label. This is the box. This is a durian with sticky rice in coconut milk. Now, this is a very popular dessert in a lot of different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. Asian cultures, mostly the Chinese, Japanese, Korean, they all love this stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of Middle Eastern cultures also read this. What language is that? Is that Arabic?
No, that's not Arabic.
Is that Greek?
This is not Thai. It's really squiggly. Like
Vietnamese,
Arabic.
Maybe? There is a language printed on the top of this box. Most of it's in English.
Yeah.
But there's a language on here that I don't recognize. It looks to me like Elvish or Klingon, maybe.
Something.
You know. But we've got this. It's a Roy D. Durian with sticky rice. And foodies are back and forth on this thing. Some people love it. Some people think it's the most nauseating thing they've ever smelled and ever tasted. And I'm looking at this, and it looks exactly like tapioca.
Yeah, sticky rice.
It doesn't smell like tapioca.
No,
and
it does not.
There's a rule. There's no durians at airports. They have big signs crosses through them. No durians. This is one of the subjects we were talking about on an earlier show that schmuck Neil Cevada from the Fork Report stole from me. And we were talking about this. Sure, people are allowed to talk about durian, but they're not allowed to use the exact same words that I do. You know what I mean? So we're gonna taste this right now.
Where's my fork?
And it's wow, revolting.
Oh no.
That's actually
now I'm nervous.
That's actually very impressive by the way that it is.
So it
extremely
it
revolting.
Like, it smells like I had an onion I forgot about.
Yeah.
And you pick it up and you cut into it and it's already transparent.
Which is how people describe it.
Yeah. And so now it has
it's
like rice and coconut. Oh.
It's got the sweet in there.
It does.
It is sweet.
Oh,
but
it's a little thread right there.
I think that's hanging thing.
I'm gonna.
It looks kind of, you know, I'm gonna mucusy.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think.
Oh, it feels mucusy.
Yeah, feels kind of. The texture is really.
Wow, that is not
good. It's not good.
Tastes any different than it smells. I was expecting.
Let's get Jeff in here.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, our board operator. You know, he looks like he's pretty squeamish about eating anything except peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
It does have a really nice buttery finish.
I'm waving to him right now.
I think he's not looking
and,
on purpose.
He's not looking because he knows what I'm going to ask him. And that is that, Jeff, you really need to get in here and taste this.
Or just give us a little.
He's shaking his head. He looks terrified.
Should
actually.
I bring it to him?
I think you should bring it to him with this brand new clean fork. That, yes, I carry forks in my purse.
Is he getting up now, or should I go?
No, he's hiding. Get over there before he locks the door. Marcus is taking this durian with sticky rice and coconut milk snack over to our wonderful and adorable board operator, Jeff, right now, who's he looks terrified. He looks completely beside himself with fear, much like the looks you see in horror movies where they have like a ghost or an otherworldly presence that is coming at them down the hall that's like a running ghostly thing backwards down the stairs that you know doesn't belong on this plane. And what is that face that he's making now that he's tasted it? What is going on with your face, Jeff?
I didn't make him taste it. He looked like he was chewing back the revolting. He couldn't handle it.
Was he able to suppress the gag reflex?
Oh, no.
So he didn't taste it?
No, he just smelt it, and he couldn't.
He smelled it, and that's the face that results from smelling durian.
Did it really smell that bad, Jeff?
My eyes are literally watering.
Wow. Well, you're such a pansy. Come on, I tasted it. I taste it. Come on. I'm a food person. I have to taste it. And you know what? Give it back to me because I have to taste it twice.
Oh.
That's my rule. It's a rule that I got from
your fork's in front of you.
My buddy Andrew Zimmern, who will one day be calling in and talking to us on the show, is try everything twice. When you try it once, if it's disgusting, you owe it to yourself, to the world, to broadening your horizons, to try it more than once.
I made triple strength coffee just so I can burn my taste buds after eating that.
Wow, that's, you go to great length. Let me see this little thing hanging off the bottom.
Hangers. Those look like
the little hangers.
Nose goblins.
They really, really do. And now I'm going to eat this for the second time. Okay. I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing I'm in the studio right now. My trash can is way over there. Okay, so just by the way, there are probably other hosts that are on this station. that have weekly show, morning show, drive time shows, who is it that's going to come in tomorrow, Monday morning, and use this studio for the drive time?
Why don't we put it next to his
coffee? I know.
His
this is what I'm thinking.
And just let it.
He hides his coffee cup underneath this other computer machine type thing over here.
Oh, we put it up there in the corner where no one can see
it? No one can see it. This is the equivalent of putting a fish in someone's radiator.
Yeah. Let me nuke it again. Let me get it really hot so the steam rises up.
That's just mean. And poor Jeff. I mean, eventually this smell is going to waft down the hall and it's going to overtake him. He can't even handle the smell. This poor guy. He's looking at me like he's scared. I can see him through his little spectacles.
I'm just going to throw it away in the woman's bathroom.
I love that guy. He's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
So we're going to leave this thing in here. So that the smell concentrates in the office. How are you feeling there?
I'm all right.
Marcus,
all right.
You're okay. You didn't try it twice.
No.
You're not very manly. I tried it twice.
I'm very feminine. You're very manly.
Can you handle tasting it again?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, well, then you have to because I will, I'll never leave it alone. I'll just keep harping on that. Well, I tried the durian twice.
And I do this and get all those stringy stuff.
Get all the stringy stuff.
And I make it all snotty.
And it's not slime. It's little threads that you would find in the durian fruit.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. We'll keep this in here. We're going to take a picture of Marcus eating this. I may take a picture of Jeff running away from Marcus trying to get him to taste this stuff. That is an example, folks, of a bad smell. I'm not going to say, hey, this is a tasty dessert and everyone should try it and eat it regularly. You know what? If you're feeling interesting, if you're feeling epicurean, if you're feeling adventurous, go get one. It's cheap. It comes in a nice little arrangement with the stuff that you would need to doctor it up and make it sweet and taste it in the best of environments. This is the best environment to try it in. It's warm. It's sweet. It's mixed in with sticky rice, sugar, and coconut milk. Normally, that would make something taste good, if something would probably taste bad. If you mix it with all this other sweet stuff, the sticky rice, the coconut milk, it's going to taste better, right? So I have to assume that this particular preparation of durian is the best example of durian, and it's still revolting. It's absolutely sick. It's just nasty. And
there's hangers.
And Zimmern... I'm with you. He cannot eat this. This is one of the things in life that Zimmern can't eat. He can eat spiders, okay? Deep fried spiders. This is an interesting face, actually, that Marcus is making right now. He looks like his brain's about to puke.
My brain's bad at my mouth. Why did you do that?
Your gut instinct, folks, when you get this smell in your nose, is to not eat whatever it is that's making that smell. So that's... Folks, that's your first clue that you shouldn't be eating it.
Why? Dude.
Why? Exactly. Why? Just because it's there, because it grows on trees, it hangs in front of you.
I would rather eat bugs.
You know, that's okay, true. The fruit itself is huge and spiky, almost like it's got a sign on it that says, don't. Just don't.
It's
here to nourish the earth, and that is why it tastes like compost. It goes back into the ground, and as it rots and gives nutrients to the bushes and trees, this is the smell. This is the smell that this thing produces. But smelling your way to happy, we're going to be talking about that next as soon as we come back from this quick commercial break, and then we're going to be talking about a really awesome issue, preventing cancer with food. You're going to want to stay tuned. You're going to want to later check out the website. You're also going to want to check out the Facebook page for Food Fight Radio because there are live pictures of us sitting in here in our pajamas. If you look closely at my pajamas, you'll be able to see that there are little pictures of sushi printed all over my pajamas. That's right, folks. I even wear the food. Food Fight Radio, stay tuned on KCBQ.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs,
ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineIn, the number 2, night.com. Or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to Food Fight Radio. That was abrupt. And so, Jeff, I got to tell you, you're about as useful as a fork in a sugar bowl. Seriously. I don't know how that sounded for you at home, but to me, it sounded about as abrupt as this durian smells.
Oh.
Horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. We wanted to do a segment about good smells for making you happy, and it works. Good smells make you happy. The reason I know that is because smelling this durian is making me less happy. So bad smells equal bad mood. What we're going to do, no matter where we throw this thing away, I mean, what's going to happen? Tomorrow's Monday. This studio is going to be full of personnel tomorrow. And no matter where we discard this thing, I'm afraid we're going to have to empty our own trash, folks, because this thing, no matter who comes into this office, every nook and cranny of this office, it's going to be like a hotel room that's not non-smoking. The wallpaper is going to smell like durian. I mean, it's going to get everywhere. It's going to be peeling off. The carpet's going to be pulling back away in the corners. It's going to be horrifying. People are going to be like, what's that smell? And it's going to be like, they're going to be looking at each other. Food fight. Yeah, it was food fight. Yes, we bring durian into the studio. And Marcus, I had to make you taste it twice. The reason I had to do that is because you bought it for me.
Yeah, I bought it and I leave the office. So I'm like, here, I know you want to try durian. You were talking about making durian cupcakes.
Yeah.
Here are these. I'm going to leave now. You can go ahead and heat it up. And I just thought it'd be a funny.
And that's why I did this.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it into the studio and I forced you to taste it on the air. If anything bad was going to happen to you, everyone would be a witness. And also everyone would be a witness if Marcus were to kill me. For making him eat the durian on the air.
That wouldn't be fair.
So now everyone knows, okay, if anything happens to me, folks, if my car explodes out in the parking lot, it's not PETA that's doing this because they're mad about this whole foie gras thing. It's Marcus that was getting back at me for making him eat durian. Folks, just don't eat the durian, honestly. Leave it to the people who grew up on it, that they have some kind of freaky memory, like for the same reason that I enjoy black licorice. But really, black licorice, the taste isn't going to make you hurl. This stuff is just scary as heck. So skip the durian, but do go out and get some lovely stuff to smell. Smell your way to happy, basically. The human sense of smell can identify thousands of aromas, is 10,000 times more precise than our sense of taste. And Marcus and I have very precise, advanced senses of taste. Yeah. We're food people. We're foodies. There's a lot of other foodies out there, and even people who consider themselves foodie wrongly. Just because they have a tendency to eat everyone else's food
off their plate.
Off their plate. That doesn't make you a foodie. I'm sorry. That just makes you overweight. We have millions of smell receptors in our noses. When they detect a scent, they shoot the information to the olfactory bulb, which is a pea-sized cluster in the brain. It sorts the signals, relays them to our limbic system. We're getting scientific on you now. This primitive part of the brain governs many memories and emotions. Also, feeding, fighting, or fleeing. Also pleasure, also addiction. Because of their close proximity, the neurological controls for these behaviors often become entangled, which is why, for instance, during the early stages of attraction, dinner is often a prelude to romance.
Ooh.
Romance. It often explains how odor can help lower stress levels. You smell something that you associate with being calm, with being happy. You can use those same smells to increase physical performance, mental performance, ease pain, and insomnia, help us lose weight. Research shows that there are certain smells that help us lose weight. I want to focus mainly on the smells that make you happy, because if you're not happy, none of the other stuff matters.
That's true.
Lemon is probably the most pungent citrus smell,
mm-hmm.
and it lifts your mood.
It does. I love cutting lemons. I love making lemon zest from lemons, because that smell and aroma just makes me happy.
It perks you up.
Yeah.
It reduces anxiety also. Oh. A Ziploc bag of lemon wedges is perfect for pregnant women to carry around, because the smell also fights nausea.
Oh, I did not know.
And it lifts your mood, makes you happy that you have cankles and you can't fit into any of your clothes. I've experienced this one firsthand. I don't know that it made me happy that I had cankles, but it definitely relieved the nausea. It did put me in a better mood. So I actually did carry a bag of lemon wedges around with me in my bag. Also in my bag, as Marcus just found out, I carry forks.
Yes.
Yeah, I carry forks in my purse, folks. That's just a weird thing that I do. Licorice. And the durian is still here in the studio.
It's closer to me. I did that on purpose because I wanted to be nice to you. But yeah, that's...
Right, move it a little closer to you.
Thank you, no.
His eyes are starting to water, guys. That face that Jeff made, I'll never forget that face. Licorice is as far back as the first century AD. Physicians were talking about licorice and prescribing it for its ability to put patients in a mellow mood. And just smelling licorice not only makes people happier, you don't even have to eat it, which is good news for my husband who thinks licorice is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lavender. Shown to improve mood, soothe anxiety, increase arousal, and ease physical pain. So it will not only make you happier, it will calm you down, which helps relax you more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always happier when I'm relaxed, aren't you?
Yes.
Rosemary. Perfect pick-me-up. It can also be used topically to relieve muscular aches and pains. You can have it like in a tea or on food. It'll lift your mood. It also fights physical exhaustion, headaches, and mental fatigue.
I love having just rosemary bushes all around. I grew up around a lot of rosemary bushes and just grabbing it and rubbing your hands in it.
Or set them on fire.
You can do that too.
Nice rosemary incense for the whole neighborhood if you don't get arrested. Cinnamon. Cinnamon, spicy smell, can help fight mental fatigue, improve concentration, and focus. Like with a nice spicy candle or a room spray.
When people are coming over sometimes, I'll boil water with cinnamon in it just to give the house that nice cinnamony, crisp smell.
You're such a woman. Really? You do that when you have people coming over? You boil cinnamon in a pot on your stove?
Yeah.
That's just strange for a man to do that.
I want my house to smell nice.
See, this is why I'm the manlier of the two sitting in the studio here. Jeez, unbelievable. Tasty peppermint, actually. It's an energy booster. It invigorates the mind, promotes concentration. It also relieves nausea and heartburn as a tea and is very useful during pregnancy. I used it a lot.
It also scares away rodents.
Peppermint?
They hate the smell of mint and peppermint.
Really?
But they would probably love the smell of the durian. So it's just kind of like a...
I'm going to hide little catches of durian outside your home.
I will never leave. I'll just stay inside with my beautiful boiled cinnamon.
Yep. The inside of your house will smell great. Tasty smelling food, of course, is a great mood booster because you look forward to eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And that always puts me in a good mood. A grilled steak is a good one for me. They haven't come up with the candle yet. for that, the grilled steak candle. But they do have a bacon candle, a sizzling bacon candle. It doesn't make that sound, though.
No.
It doesn't make the sizzle sound at all. And that's kind of what you really enjoy hearing. That's what kind of gets your nose happy to start smelling it. Sizzling bacon, as you would assume, is one of my very favorite things to smell. Roses. Who doesn't love the smell of roses? Even manly men like to enter a home smelling of roses.
I love the smell of roses.
It's better than the smelling of socks.
I agree.
Which is what they'd have to come to if they were living alone. So, hey, a benefit to marriage. Look at that. Smelling chocolate. The only problem with that one is that once I smell it, I have to eat it. That's also for me a problem with the sizzling bacon. Because you can't just give me something to smell. Is if it's food, if it's chocolate, if it's bacon, if it's steak, I'm going to eat it then. Once I smell it, I have to eat it. I'm an eater. That's sort of what happens. Did you know that smelling pumpkin pie makes men anxious? You know what I mean? Physically anxious. About 45% more physically anxious than they were before smelling the pumpkin pie. So, ladies, keep pie in the house, right?
Yeah.
Keep a pumpkin pie sitting around your kitchen
pumpkin
counter.
Pumpkin pie, really?
Yeah. And so, once we come back from this next quick commercial break, we're going to be talking about a very serious, serious thing, preventing cancer with your food. Yep, you can eat your way to a cancer-free future, maybe even stop it dead in its tracks. You won't want to miss this. The least horrible side effect of chemo is hair loss, which is horrible. The common reported side effect of our advice is a full belly.
Oh,
see? That's one I can live with. Preventing cancer, coming up next on Food Fight Radio.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers, and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks, where my co-host Marcus puts the fun in fungi. Nothing? The ox in oxymoron? Fight back, you big gummy bear.
You put the I in team, Mike Hogg.
Nice. I'm going to get you a new yo-yo. Who's a good co-host? We're talking about this segment, How to Prevent Cancer with Food, but first, a very important message from my co-host.
So, you know who doesn't use durian in any of their recipes?
Who?
Dining Tonight.
Awesome.
They know it's disgusting. They won't even touch it. Yeah, you looking to help out? you're a little busy, you need someone to help with your meals, a little free time, don't want to go to the store, don't want to shop. Think about Dine-In Tonight. They make fresh, from scratch meals, Whole Foods, bring them to your door every weekday. You don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, you just have to sit and enjoy. And that's Dine-In Tonight. Use the promo code KCBQ when going online and checking it out. Again, Dine-In Tonight, save yourself time, never eat durian.
That's good advice. That's good really advice. Good advice, especially since I just tasted it. And so we're talking about preventing cancer with food. It might sound radical to you, but it is utterly true. We can prevent cancer.
Yes.
There are people who believe that the way we study, diagnose, and treat cancer in the U.S. is fatally flawed, that we've given up the hope and expectation of curing cancer and now settle for mostly extending the life all too often for just a few months of those already diagnosed and suffering. Many scientists at the nation's universities and drug companies have turned their backs on the possibility of prevention and allowed cancer to be recast as a chronic but tolerable disease. That means that people have to assume some degree of responsibility for their own health and prevention.
What?
Yeah.
I'm in charge of taking care of myself?
The man isn't going to make everything easy for me?
How dare
you? You got to take care of yourself, folks.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Since 1990, the death rate from cancer has fallen about 1% a year. Pretty pathetic. And we have seen reductions in the incidence of lung cancer in men and colorectal cancer in both sexes. That's hardly cause for celebration, however, considering that one out of every two American men and one out of every three women will develop some form of cancer during their lifetime. Some form. So even maybe just one of those little squamous carcinomas that they get from sunbathing too much. You slice it off with an X-Acto blade. You get a little scar, but that's the worst thing that's going to happen. That is included in that statistic.
My brother had that.
I had one.
That's crazy.
On my arm.
I watched him. I was at the doctor. I watched him cut it. It looks like one of those little saws.
Yeah.
For the big trees, just a little tiny. I was like, that's cool.
How old is your brother? And they used a little soldering gun on me.
And,
cancer plays a role in one out of every four deaths in this country, which is horrible.
Yeah.
So the best treatments we have are still designed to cut, poison, or burn it away. These treatments often increase patients' risk of developing other cancers and don't provide a permanent cure. Sometimes they increase life expectancy by only a matter of weeks. So there's the National Cancer Institute. They've spent $90 billion on research and treatment since the war against cancer was declared 41 years ago. We've learned a lot about the biology of cancer and the genetic mutations that raise the risks. What we have not done is channel our scientific knowledge, know-how, funding, and energy into a full exploration of one path certain to save lives, prevention.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the NCI asked for $2 billion to understand the mechanisms and causes of cancer, $1.3 billion for treatment, and just $200 million for prevention and control.
Jeez.
So they're really backing the wrong horse, I think, is what they're doing.
I agree. That's upsetting because...
Since we can prevent a lot of the different types of cancer just by changing what we take into our bodies and what we expose ourselves to, we can prevent more than half the cancers that occur in the U.S. today by applying the knowledge we already have. People just have to assume a little bit more responsibility for themselves and not leave everything up to the doctors who clearly don't have your best interest in mind.
Doctors are like police. They're there to help fix after the problem occurs.
And make money for the state.
Yeah, but they're not in preventing.
No, they're in treating.
They're there to fix after. Yeah.
You have to prevent this yourself. Honestly, strengthen your immune system. We know how to do that now. And a better understanding of nutritional deficiencies, environmental exposures, and genetic risk factors that promote the disease. American people, even before they're born, are bombarded continually with myriad combinations of dangerous stuff. And so we're going to teach you how to make simple, not crazy overhaul changes, but simple changes you can do. Preventing it in your diet. Buying organic where it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Buying organic where it matters. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes it makes no difference. Spend on porous skinned fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Save on things you peel.
And root vegetables.
Don't go overboard.
Yeah.
Just don't go overboard. Anything that has a porous skin that's going to suck up a lot of pesticides or chemicals, get the organic.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be peeling off the skin or digging it out of the ground, don't bother. Try to eat more fruits and vegetables. Honestly, I can't eat the, 95 servings of fruits and vegetables that you're supposed to take in the course of a day? No?
95.
Is it 95 or is it I know it's more than 5. It's like 9.
Yeah, it's
or
huge.
Something like that. It's a huge amount. You'd be full all day long. Best diet in the world. You're full of nothing but vegetables. Basically, you can't eat this many vegetables. It's impossible. I've tried. It makes you feel ridiculous. But eat more fresh, colorful produce. Things that are in season. They're more healthy. The fresh local stuff. It's more inherently organic. Just get local. Berries, cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. Things that you don't normally want to eat. Put some peanut butter on them. Come on, eat them. Tomatoes, dark green leafy vegetables are especially potent cancer fighters. Now, if you can't eat enough vegetables, take antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
Antioxidants. If you want more information on that, go to foodfightradio.com, read the segment put up by Dave the Vitamin Guy. He's with Great Earth Vitamins. He's my antioxidant specialist.
Yeah.
My vitamin guru. He'll recommend the best one. Super antioxidants. You're not going to eat all the fruits and vegetables you possibly can. Take an antioxidant thing. Add more fiber.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting enough fiber in your food, take a fiber supplement. Eat more fish or take an omega-3.
Yeah.
Seriously. And do you have to eat more fish? No, I hate fish. You can get chia seeds.
Yes.
Flax seeds. Put them in your food. It's more fiber and omega-3s all at the same time. Just put them in a protein shake. It tastes fine. Drink green tea. Or, hey, if you don't like green tea, take antioxidants. Again,
antioxidants,
honestly.
Exactly.
This is very simple stuff. You don't need a life overhaul to do this. Get enough vitamin D. Go outside. Take a supplement. Try to get 1,000 units a day. Flavor your food with turmeric. Everyone tells you to do this. No one ever tells you how much you need to take. You actually do need to get a teaspoon of turmeric a day. Try the Live Forever cocktail. It's the only way you're going to get a teaspoon of turmeric a day. Avoid red meat. I don't agree with this. I think this is horrible, horrifying advice. I couldn't live this way. I would rather die than not eat anything tasty ever. That would be really, seriously. A lot of people... You know, they get, you know, they think that they're going to get unhealthy if they eat red meat. Eat lean red meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are lean types of red meat.
Nice, good lean cuts.
The best one is the filet mignon.
Don't eat pink slime.
Don't eat pink slime. Pink slime, bad.
Bad.
Pink slime, bad. Yeah. If you're going to eat a burger, you know, go to a good burger place. And we're going to be reviewing Eureka, which does have a good burger, coming up in the next segment. That's a good way to fight cancer. Get a good burger.
Exactly.
You know? All natural stuff. A lot of people eat meat. You know, people say that a lot of people who eat meat get cancer. A lot of people eat meat and a lot of people get cancer.
Yeah.
So most people eat meat.
A lot of people that go outside in the sun get cancer.
I don't see that as a direct connection.
Yeah.
Every human being has to go outside.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There's a link between people who go outside and people who get cancer. Everyone goes outside. Everyone that I know eats meat.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Most people eat some kind of meat. Limit alcohol consumption. Well, I'm out. Already I'm out. That's a bummer for me then. Really, women should just have no more than one drink a day. Men no more than two. I mean, it's not that big a deal. Just try not to overdo it too much. Use a dry cleaner minimally and air out your stuff. That way your body, your skin won't come in contact with the carcinogens and things. Gasoline?
Dry cleaners. It's a gasoline derivative that they use to dry clean your clothes.
I know they're using some kind of liquid.
Yeah.
They're not picking the stains off with their fingernails.
Yeah.
Keep your cell phone away from your face. Mobile phones.
Don't call.
Yeah. I believe personally that microwaves are fine. People are, you know, calling people up on their cell phones and bitching to their friends about the dangers of their microwave. This is probably one of the dumbest things ever. I actually think that microwaves are safe, but the electromagnetism, I use the word electromagnetism, there's an electromagnetic field, small one that comes off your phone, possibly carcinogenic, maybe, but there's more of a chance of your cell phone being harmful than your microwave. Nuke your food, get yourself a hands-free headset. This is what I'm saying. This is good advice. Now, avoid BPA and BPS. Research suggests that there are links between cancer and BPA and BPS, both of which are found in plastic bottles and the inside coating of cans.
Yeah, never put those in the microwave.
Well, there's metal on the outside.
Well, I meant the BPA plastic.
Oh, the plastic bottles?
Yeah, that does leach in your food a little bit.
Also, it melts the bottle, so what's the point of that?
I don't know.
There are direct links to show that people who get cancer are also people who drink bottled water and eat food out of cans. Go figure.
Go figure.
Go figure. Everyone drinks bottled water. Everyone eats food out of cans periodically. There's a direct link between people and cancer. That we know.
That we know.
There is a direct link between being a human being and getting cancer. That's ridiculous. Whoever wrote this book, A World Without Cancer, the person who wrote this book, I don't know, get it online, spend a couple of dollars on it on Amazon, read it. There's probably one or two tidbits in there. But if you go all or nothing with a massive lifestyle change, you're not going to do any of it. You're destined to fail. So just try to do the simple stuff. If you can't get enough fruits and veggies, get an antioxidant. If you can't eat enough fish, get an omega-3 supplement.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you said, chia.
Chia or flax. If you're a vegetarian or a vegan, get some chia or some flax.
Yeah, just throw it in your salad or whatever else you're eating.
You don't have to get
cancer
just because you're a vegetarian or a vegan. Be screened. So I know, for men, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens to them when they get screened.
Oh, yeah.
They get the, and that's the gold standard for detecting the colon cancer. For women, I know you're listening. I know you've already, you put yourself through this every single year with your lady doctor. You already know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk about it because this is a food show. It's, men and women, everything they're going to put you through, degrading and uncomfortable. But then again, so is a good romp. So get over it.
Get over it.
Limit your exposure to medical radiation. It's not like you're walking into the doctor's office and saying, I have a feeling that I really need to get some more x-rays taken. Well, how are you feeling? Is anything wrong? No. I just feel like I really need to get some unnecessary x-rays taken. If you're getting an x-ray, chances are you probably need it. Go ahead. It's ridiculous. That whole sunscreen thing, people who wear sunscreen are more likely to get cancer. It's not the chemicals in the sunscreen. It's the fact that you're going outside. People who wear sunscreen are the people who hang around outside. Doesn't make any sense at all. So, cancer prevention, very important.
Very important. Whole foods.
Whole colorful foods, very important. Do you know what? All of these things won't just prevent cancer. They will also make you way, way healthier. They'll help you live longer, which is, I think everyone can agree, is good.
Yeah.
Right?
Happier.
Yeah,
oh,
happier. Yeah. If you're healthier, you're happier.
Yeah, it's true. That's very, very true.
And biscuits. Biscuits will make you happier.
Biscuits.
Yeah, biscuits. New segment. Check out these buns. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah. We're talking about biscuits and buns. All these great fresh spices, things that you can do also help you get a lot of extra antioxidants in your food.
Yeah, biscuits with chia seeds, with flax seeds, with turmeric.
Yeah, and you can also make those tastier because flax seeds, things are all... Throw the turmeric in the biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
You don't have to just eat these things. You can put them into a tasty little buttery biscuit. Get the biscuit mix, honestly. You can be a chef. Get the biscuit mix and just put things in there. Some of the stuff that I really like to put in there, canned pumpkin.
Nice.
Shredded carrots and raisins. Date molasses and chili powder.
I love date molasses.
Creole seasoning and corn niblets. Chopped olives and walnuts. Hummus and paprika. Garlic and shrimp.
And the biscuits. I never tried that.
Garlic and shrimp.
Great,
very tasty. Minced clams and tomato paste.
Hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. You can deep fry them for an extra special dinner. You can drop them onto stew or soup instead of baking them to make wonderful dumplings. Leave it uncovered for about 20 minutes or so. Nice and doughy, and best of all, not even a little bit gluten-free. For me, I like to see where I can add more gluten.
More gluten.
To my diet. I don't want less gluten. I want more gluten. Sometimes I buy the packages of extra gluten that they have at Asian supermarkets. Makes things sticky and gummy and gluey. Mmm. Tasty.
I think glutinous rice doesn't actually have gluten in it. It's just sticky.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, coming up next on Food Fight after this quick commercial break, we'll be reviewing a new restaurant in La Jolla. I've had a hankering for a truly fantastic gourmet burger recently. And Eureka! I've found it. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, don't you touch that dial or I'll hunt you down and cut you like Shashlik.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz, and with me in pajamas is the cool and carnivorous Marcus. Right now, we'll be reviewing a new local restaurant that puts the eat in meat. Eh?
Good one.
All right, that's it. You know what? You stink at the applause thing. I have my own. Listen to this.
Are you using the toilet?
Nice. Okay, well, you know what? This isn't the most expensive sound effects thing available to man, but it gets the job done. I'm going to listen to the playback later and see if that actually sounded like applause, because you're no good at applauding me. Nobody appreciates me. By the way, folks, I'll be interviewed next week with David Spoon on Thursday, Kevin Davis also Thursday, and Mark Larson on Friday. Oh, drive nice. Time in the mornings. We're going to be chatting in the morning, hopefully while people are driving, and hopefully I don't say anything too offensive. I don't want to cause a traffic jam. I have a pretty good idea that they're probably going to ask me why our show is so awesome.
Yep. And right? How come we're taking all their customers?
And
their
how
listeners?
Come we stunk up the office with this durian? I've left it on the desk here next to Marcus so I can just watch his facial expressions. He's very animated about it.
I'm slowly turning green.
Really funny. So Eureka, a local restaurant with the excitement built right into the name. There's an exclamation point in there. It's in the Westfield Shopping Center in La Jolla, and it's only been open for like a month, but I can already see a cult following forming for this place. Have you ever experienced the pain and disappointment of trying to put out the flames of a burger craving with a run-of-the-mill chain burger where the servers have to wear 17 pieces of flair? We all have. Here's your remedy. Head to Eureka. Naturally, I was just thrilled to be invited here since they're not vegan. These guys really pay attention to the tiny details that make a meal special. The decor is farmhouse of the future, for lack of a better term, and the lighting is dark and romantic. They have a full bar and a very creative bar menu featuring what seems to be an almost unnatural obsession with designer whiskey. But boy, do they know how to mix a pretty cocktail. Right down to the tasty little house-made candied cherries that, I have to be honest, I ate like 20 of them. Everything in the restaurant is 100% American, except for the tequila. We ordered the Osso Buco riblets, which were tender in a zingy sauce. The lollipop corn dogs featuring real sausage and three house-made sausage sauces. I'm obsessed with sausage. They come on lollipop sticks, which is really cute. We also had the watermelon salad, but this was unlike any salad I've ever had. The salad part was microgreens trampled under a sweet watermelon and fruited quinoa stampede. I like it when the salad is shown who's boss. I'd probably eat that salad all by itself and be satisfied, but on this day, I had a burger craving that just wouldn't subside. Their gourmet burgers are composed like a symphony of flavors. We had the fig marmalade burger with goat cheese butter, and unlike most burger places, they actually cooked the burgers to the proper doneness. I was in shock by this because no matter where you go, you cannot get a burger cooked to medium rare. You just can't. Most places don't do it either because they know their meat is questionable or because they don't know how. But at Eureka, where the meat is grass-fed and wonderful, having it done just the way you like is a special treat. The California Bison Burger was equally perfect, and I couldn't decide which one I liked more. The side of cinnamon fries prompted a conversation with Chef Ron, who explained their 36-hour fry process that produces a crispy fry with a very creamy center. And I may have hugged him a little bit too tightly because he then tried to kill me with the richest, creamiest butterscotch pudding with the fleur de sel caramel sauce I've ever had. They have live music every Thursday, and the heated outdoor patio was a nice place to sit while I regained the ability to walk. Eureka has made me once again hopeful for the future of the gourmet burger in San Diego, and I'm excited to announce that we now have a contender for the Best Burger Challenge. We'll be announcing the final contender in the coming weeks, and then to follow, the award for the Best Burger in San Diego. Chef Ron has made it clear that he can beat anyone in a burger-to-burger battle, and now that my pants fit again, we'll be covering that soon. Check out our photos from our recent visits to Eureka on our website, foodfightradio.com. And of course, you can get all the info from our show so you don't have to beat yourself up for not having a photographic memory. And now it's time to rant.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Normally, folks, this segment would be food-related, but I gotta get this out. When did people start always responding to your merge signal by speeding up? When did this massive shift into jerkdom take place exactly? Was this gradual? I don't think society would have gotten this far if it had always had this attitude. This is an I'm in the hurry and my time is more important than yours mentality. What do you gain from this behavior exactly? You're going to get to where you're going 3 seconds earlier. Is that worth what you're doing to yourself and the other person? Because you're utterly incapable of thinking of anyone else. You unbelievable bastard. I'll put it in simple terms you can understand. Ever hear of the domino effect? Forgetting about the fact that you've now induced road rage that could cause harm to someone else, one jerky action leads to another. Right after you speed up in the slow lane and make me miss my exit, you're going to have to slow down in front of someone else, who may be tired and reaching for his coffee, who may slam on the brakes and cause a multi-car pileup that kills a new mother. And the fact that you don't have enough foresight to treat the tragic possible result of your stupidity is precisely what is wrong with us. You've now killed someone and destroyed an entire family. It's an extreme example, but I don't know how else to get through the 3 inches of asphalt around the soft little pea brain of most people. There's this every man for himself, better you than me mindset that has taken hold of the world during the past few, I don't know, millennia. It's not progress. And I think I've figured out why so many people carry on like single-celled, light-seeking jerkteria. It's because they figure that with 7 billion or so people, there's enough of them pitching in and bettering the earth so they themselves are relieved of that responsibility, that it's been taken care of, that enough good things are being done. Well, it's not. What makes up the shallow accumulations of good people are mostly well-meaning morons punctuated by tiny dots of smart people that have hopefully somehow found a way to communicate with each other. Human progress is slowing down because people no longer individually feel that pressing responsibility to help fellow man, because there's so many others to pick up the slack. How lazy can you get? Everything we invent just proves it. It's all made around the simple rule that one person has to be capable of doing everything by themselves, because you can't depend on anyone else. New concepts used to depend on the assistance and support, if not brotherhood, of like-minded individuals. Now there's almost no such thing. There's you, and then there's everyone who's out to screw you. Well, there's a simple fix, and if you can, if your heart isn't already a shriveled prune, actually make the earth a better place for everyone on it. No $200 10-step system is needed. You know what huge, super difficult thing you can do? Okay, the next time you see someone trying to merge into your lane, slow the down and let them in. Wake up and smell the karma. Tune in next week to Food Fight Radio for how to get your kids to eat some real food. We'll have a segment on great pungent cheeses, or as I like to call it, was that you? We'll take on the forced insect labor debacle. Eat your heart out, Bobby Flay. Why don't you come to San Diego so I can throw you down? Honestly, he's like a little kid. I can do something better than you. I think he has mommy issues, actually, Bobby Flay. All next week on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. This is Claire Katz signing off and reminding you to play with your food.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little things. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.